You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator. What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Good morning. It's November 29th, 2022, and this is 5-Minute Daily Devotionals with Religionless Christianity. This morning, we're going to be looking at Luke chapter 19, verse 3 through 6. Then it reads, "And he was seeking to see who Jesus was, but on account of the crowd, he could not, because he was small in stature. So he ran on ahead and climbed up in a sycamore tree to see him, for he was about to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, 'Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today.' So he hurried and came down and received him joyfully." So this again is the story of Zacchaeus's meeting with Jesus in Jericho. And we talked yesterday about who Zacchaeus was, the chief tax collector. But today, let's look at what he does. It says that he was seeking to see who Jesus was. So this would lead you to believe that Zacchaeus has heard of Jesus. His name and ministry must have been known to them, or to him, by this point. Not only must he have known of him already, I would go so far as to say that the Holy Spirit must have been working in his heart already, preparing him for this meeting with Christ. Zacchaeus was a chief tax collector, no doubt reviled in the city by the religious and probably not overly welcome in the synagogues. And this is just my thought, and it's, you know, certainly not all-inclusive, but have you ever met an accountant? You know, they're generally more serious or more meticulous as people. They're mathematically minded, and they're not very spontaneous. Yet, the name and ministry of Christ had reached him, and it seems stirred him, even as it makes me think to be willing to look a little foolish. You know, a chief tax collector would surely have been a very wealthy man, but climbing a tree is a child's activity, something you wouldn't expect a tax collector or an accountant to be doing. But I believe the Spirit was already working in Zacchaeus to draw him to Christ, as the Spirit must be working in all of us who are drawn to Christ. You know, think of Zacchaeus in light of Luke 18:17. Says, "Truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter it." Is this not how Zacchaeus receives Christ? It says he's called down from a tree and received him joyfully.
Mm-hmm. Right. So I'm just going to bring up the rich young ruler today in contrast to the rich tax collector, Zacchaeus. The rich young ruler boasted of his keeping all the commandments, but the rich tax collector, he could not boast. He stole, as we find out later on in the story, like most tax collectors, I'm sure. He had nothing to boast of before Jesus, and neither do we. So we liken ourselves to the sinner always, because only those who recognize they are sinners can be saved. Zacchaeus here is said to have received Jesus with joy, but the rich young ruler, he walked away from Jesus filled with sorrow. So I pray we will always have joy in serving Jesus, that we'll never have anything in our lives that would cause us to turn away and no longer want to follow him.
Yeah, the Spirit's working in us. We should receive him with joy. And our psalm of the day comes from Psalm 62, verse 8. Trust in him at all times, O people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us.
Our proverb of the day comes from Proverbs chapter 29, verse 18. Where there is no prophetic vision, the people cast off restraint, but blessed is he who keeps the law.
And I'll end praying for you from Psalm 145. May the Lord show you he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. That the Lord is good to all, and his mercy is over all that he has made. May you know the Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth, that the Lord preserves all who love him. God bless.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.